I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Today's episode comes with a warning that the topic, suicide, may be difficult for some listeners. But it's an important topic, one that affects far too many lives. Suicide is a growing public health crisis affecting veterans, victims of the opioid epidemic, adults, children, the famous and the familiar. And while a poem can't undo something as permanent as death, it may be able to provide people affected by loss with a useful vocabulary for the feelings that make up grief. The weight of sorrow can feel unendurable, but the expression of sorrow is something we expect of the bereaved, something we are practiced at acknowledging. But what about anger? How do we give voice and credence to the anger and frustration that grief can also give rise to? And in cases where a struggle of some kind has been endured, what is the acceptable way of giving voice to a feeling like relief? Today's poem, Villanelle of the Suicide's Mother, by the late Pulitzer Prize-winning poet C.K. Williams, is written in the voice of a mother processing her daughter's suicide. One of her strategies in dealing with her pain is to circle backward in time, returning again and again to the period before her daughter's death. Are there things she sees more clearly now? Things she missed or misunderstood at the moment they were happening? The villanelle form, which employs a pattern of repetition, underscores this cyclical movement from present to past and back. It also allows simple statements to reverberate with different glimmers of feeling and new shades of meaning. Villanelle of the Suicide's Mother by C.K. Williams. Sometimes I almost go hours without crying. Then I feel if I don't, I'll go insane. It can seem her whole life was her dying. She tried so hard, then she was tired of trying. Now I'm tired too, of trying to explain. Sometimes I almost go hours without crying. The anxiety, the rage, the denying. Though I never blamed her for my pain, it can seem her whole life was her dying, and mine was struggling to save her. Prying, conniving, it was the chemistry in her brain. Sometimes I almost go hours without crying. If I said she was easy, I'd be lying. The lens between her and the world was stained. It can seem her whole life was her dying. But the fact is stupefying. Her absence tears at me like a chain. Sometimes I almost go hours without crying. It can seem her whole life was her dying. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline provides 24/7 free and confidential support. If you or someone you know needs help, call 1-800-273-8255. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation. The Slowdown is written by me, Tracy K. Smith. It is produced by Jennifer Lai with Tracy Mumford. Our music is by Alexis Cuadrado. Engineering by Corey Schreppel. Production support by Joy Biles.
My name is A. Arenique, and I financially support The Slowdown because the show allows me to understand poems on a deeper level. I love the thoughtful lead-in Major provides before each poem. Join me in making a gift to The Slowdown today. Head to slowdownshow.org/donate.